You're listening to the Wake Up Podcast with Alex Fetsky, the place where the most dynamic thinkers and practitioners in the world drop truth bombs and contrarian viewpoints to help you become the best version of yourself. Find us on the Fountain app and send us a boost with a comment. Hey everybody, welcome to the latest Wake Up Read. I'm going to do a kind of Bitcoin history article today. I mean, it was written in April of 2014, and I guess that qualifies as history at this point. I mean, that's 8 years ago now, which seems like a lifetime away. But it's not as historic, obviously, as the 2011 articles that I read. In any case, it is a fucking fantastic piece. Now, before I tell you what it is, which, I mean, you obviously know what it is if you're actually listening to this, because you would have clicked the damn button. But anyway, before I get into this, quick couple of announcements. Number one, The Uncommunist Manifesto is out. It's on Amazon. We hit the bestseller list on a couple of different categories. I believe it was 2 hour political reads, economics of some sort. I can't remember what it was. And there was one other thing. Clearly I was paying attention. Help us out. Jump on there. If you haven't bought a copy yet, please do. If you have bought a copy, please leave us a verified review. The more of those we get, the more the book will spread. And of course, the more we slow down communism, which is what we all want, or at least those of us with a brain want. So that's number one. Number two is the Bitcoin Times is coming out in a couple of weeks. So I just got word today that the first collectible editions have been printed. They're being sent to me. They're going to be available, particularly edition 3. All of the authors minus Giacomo Zucco will be at BitBlock Boom, and we're going to be signing these on the Friday afternoon. So if you want to get yourself a copy of not only the fact that it's going to be a limited edition collectible, but the fact that you're going to have each author there to sign for it, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or very few moments in a lifetime. So if you're in Austin during that period, come see us. And otherwise, if you're not, then I will be listing it up on the new Bitcoin Times website, which will have a shop, and you'll be able to buy some for sats. An interesting thing that I'm going to be doing with it is each time I release a new edition of the Bitcoin Times collectible, I'm going to basically roughly price them at around 40, 50 bucks, somewhere in that range. But whatever the sats price is, it will be locked in, and that will be the price. And I'm basically linking the fate and the price and the purchasing power, or the purchasing quantum, I guess, of the Bitcoin Times to the Bitcoin price. So if Bitcoin falls to 2 grand, well, guess what? It's still 210,000 sats. But if Bitcoin goes to 200K or 2 million, it's still 200,000 sats. So the secondary market for these are going to be quite interesting, particularly because there's going to be 2,100, so 2,100 of each edition ever printed. They'll be uniquely numbered and coded. You'll never see them again. So that's the second piece. The third piece, I don't remember. So Uncommunist Manifesto, the Bitcoin Times. August is a big month. So anyway, without further ado, and without blasting with any more updates, let's get into this week's article, which is by Budion. This guy is a legend. He is one of my favorite OG Bitcoin maximalists, but not just the Bitcoin maximalist, but someone who understands the Austrian School of Economics, understands libertarianism, understands free markets, and just has a very, I don't know, him and Seyfedin have that same kind of fuck you attitude, and they have a presence and a posture which I really respect. And Budion, of course, has a fantastic company called Azteco, which, if you're not familiar with what they do, go and check out what they do. He's one of the few Bitcoin entrepreneurs who's figured out a way to allow people to acquire Bitcoin non-KYC through the modality that he uses. It's kind of like buying, the easiest way that I can think of it is back when we used to buy credit for our prepaid phones. We'd go to the newsagent and we'd give them some cash. they print out a little receipt and you get some credit. So once again, Beauty On, if you are listening to this, apologies if I'm not explaining the latest iteration. I was with Mike Jarmos a couple weeks ago and he showed it to me in Nashville and I thought it was fantastic. So anyway, love what you're doing. I'm going to get to your article now. Bitcoin is Not Democratic by Beauty On, written April 14th, 2014. Bitcoin is not socialist, it is not democratic, it is a system of voluntary, entirely non-violent free association. There is yet another article on a mainstream media news site about Bitcoin. There are many misconceptions about what Bitcoin is. That's not all surprising. Some of these misunderstandings are quite natural. Bitcoin is something radically new and different, and so coming to terms with what it is can be daunting for the computer illiterate that doesn't know what money is. That combination, computer illiteracy and economic ignorance, are the toxic cocktail that makes it impossible to understand Bitcoin. Some of the misconceptions, however, have nothing to do with misunderstanding monetary theory. They are simply wrong, as it is wrong to say liquid water is dry. Bitcoin is not democratic. Let me say it in big letters. There is no universe where Bitcoin is democratic. There, I said it in a way that is unambiguous. Bitcoin is not democratic. It has never been democratic. It will never be democratic. It is important to understand this so that you can know exactly what you are dealing with when you use and think about Bitcoin. Bitcoin by design is not democratic. No matter how many times you try and assert that it is not, and it never will be. And it is also not socialist. Removing all of the fascinating revolutionary technical details, the core of Bitcoin is that it is voluntary and the transactions and ledger entries made with it are mediated by a computer program. You choose, as a free human being, to download the required software, use Bitcoin, and be bound by the network's fixed rules. There is no voting involved, no coercion, no obligation, social or otherwise, to use it. You are not even required to donate your CPU and bandwidth to the Bitcoin network in exchange for using it. When you use Bitcoin, you volunteer to use it. It is as simple as that. Lest you have any unclarity about this, making a choice in and of itself is not democratic. More on that below. But to understand why Bitcoin is not democratic, we need to understand what democracy is. I do not need to explain why Bitcoin is not socialist, because I have already done that. And there's clearly another article here, which I will read probably next week. What is democracy? Democracy is a coercive political system where people in a geographic area are enfranchised. This means they all have a vote allocated one man per vote that they can cast in elections, where the winner of the most votes wins and then takes office. No matter what the winner thinks or his plans are, he gets extraordinary, unrestrained, extrajudicial, extra-ethical powers over the electorate and the near-total immunity from the law. That is all democracy is. I shall leave out that once in power, these people steal, murder, lie, corrupt, and poison to their black heart's content, with almost absolute certainty that they will get away with whatever evil they do, no matter what the scale. In fact, the bigger the scale of their crimes, the less likely they are to face any justice of any kind, and the more likely they are to be rewarded. Now, back to Bitcoin. At no point in the Bitcoin process do you have a vote over any aspect of how Bitcoin works, who owns what Bitcoin, how they are distributed, transferred, their value, or anything whatsoever to do with how it works. If you do not like it, you are free to decline to use it. The fact that you can choose one good over another does not mean you are participating in democracy or acting democratic. You cannot say that ice cream is democratic because you can choose whatever flavor you like in Baskin-Robbins or Carvel, or choose Baskin-Robbins over Carvel. You cannot say that choosing a Volkswagen over a Ford Fiesta is a democratic choice. Democracy means only the hermetically sealed one man, one vote political system. That is it. That is all. because millions of people have been brainwashed in government schools to believe that the system of government that educated them is the best. They have been encouraged to misuse the word democracy as a synonym for everything good or anything that is beneficial. I've even heard people saying that that's very democratic of you when someone does another person a good turn. This is how distorted the meaning of the word democracy has become. Bitcoin is a beneficial technology, so quite naturally, these uneducated people will use the word democracy in association with it, despite it having no relation of any kind, way, shape, or form to democracy. Thinking about it, it is rather good that these people think Bitcoin is democratic. If they understood its true nature, they would rail against its mass adoption, as they have been trained to do against any threat to the violent system that has them in a hypnotic spell. And these people are very well trained and totally hypnotized. It should come as no surprise then that Bitcoin, the software that is going to be of benefit to billions of people on the earth, is being called democratic. Sorry to shatter your mesmeric delusions, democracy lovers. Bitcoin is not democratic, and using it has nothing to do with majority rule, force, voting, or anything that touches democracy in any way. Bitcoin is without your taint or stink. Back to the crazy article, which goes on to say, quote, "So how is this a democratic tool? For the first time in history, we have the ability to guarantee that each individual has a voice and that voice is not impersonated. We can guarantee one vote per person and we can guarantee that it is that person casting the vote." End quote. This nonsense stems from the fallacious idea that consumers spending money is somehow a vote. It is not. It is an economic choice that does not impose any rule over others. It has nothing to do with achieving a majority, etc. Note also how the author misuses the word voice. This is the only way that the democracy booster can make an argument, by distorting English until all words lose their meaning. People spending do not have a voice, or as they say in the UK, have their say. They have a choice. Even if they're using fraudulent central bank printed paper money, their voice, opinion, or sentiment is irrelevant at the moment of choice and exchange. Even if you were to presuppose the blockchain to act as a voter registration and voting system, ironically, it would then truly become a chain of fools that holds people as slaves to disgusting mob rule. This would not make Bitcoin, the money transport system, democratic. It would simply be another creative use of the blockchain software, this time for an antisocial and completely evil purpose, enforcing the hold, coercion, and violence of democracy. Think about the horror of that for a moment. The miners would become de facto jailers. Stealing Bitcoin would mean that the political system could be bought literally for Bitcoin. The idea is as nauseating as it is wrong. All of this absurd posturing and conflating of Bitcoin with democracy or socialism, however, is now nothing more than faintly amusing noise. The people who love democracy are going to find out firsthand what democracy really means and what it did to them by virtue of its abrupt absence and the contrast of life before and after democracy. Bitcoin is going to defund the state by absorbing all the fiat currency in the world so that eventually the deluded slaves of democracy can vote all day and all night without the votes cast having any effect whatsoever. The libertarian society, protected and powered by Bitcoin, will not allow the violent, deluded, and sick devotees of democracy to wage war, steal money, or interfere with voluntary contracts and exchange. Bitcoin is not democratic. It is voluntarist. No matter what you say or believe, the nature of Bitcoin does not change. You can call it a fruitcake, a leprechaun, cotton candy, a joke, a kasula goopa poop, whatever the fuck that says, or anything that you fancy. As it is, with the ocean, if you dive into it, you'll get wet. What you want does not come into it. If it is your desire to stay dry, don't jump in. But you cannot expect to stay dry and go swimming at the same time. Calling Bitcoin democratic, when it's not, is utterly absurd and, frankly, insulting. The world has had quite enough of it and its virus-like variants. Thank you. Finally, Bitcoin doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care about anything. What you think doesn't matter. That is the ultimate power of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is like a force of nature. You must conform to ethical standards of behavior in the Bitcoin-mediated world or starve, since the option of violence is taken off the table. The implications of all of this will only become clear once it is too late for the democracy lovers to stop it, who will be left scratching their heads, wondering what happened, why democracy died, and crucially, why everything has not fallen apart, but is now infinitely better. Bitcoin is not democratic, and that is a good thing. Fuck, I love this guy. I mean, written in 2014, just obliterating the democracy guys. And this is funny because I guess I'm reading this against the backdrop of all the lunatics like fucking Mossad, Uri, Moron, and Eric, and whatever these other morons running around yelling, kicking, screaming about how Bitcoin maximalists are shitheads. Like, PewDiePie is one of the OGs in this, and he's been, reading this is hilarious because I wrote a similar piece, not knowing this piece existed, when I did my whole Bitcoin is Not Democratic series, and I hadn't even read this, and it humbled me to come back and read it later because I was like, fucking hell, he is 5, 6, 7 years earlier, actually, talking about exactly what I wrote about, and he nailed it, and he was prophetic, and I must commend Beauty on also the patience, because since 2014, like, the world has continued to get dumber and dumber and dumber and more democratic and more socialist and more communal and communist and more collectivist and more of the things that we stand against with Bitcoin. Now, simultaneously, Bitcoin and Bitcoiners and people who can actually understand these nuanced positions, we are bifurcating from the lemmings and the democracy lovers and all the fucking fools running around thinking that voting and casting their so-called voice as an opinion through the electorate as to what should be done with others' fucking resources is a good idea. Like, these monkeys driving the world in a particular direction, and with the existence of Bitcoin, we're able to sort of bifurcate from that. But, I mean, I'm enraged writing my piece in 2022 and thinking, how fucking long is this going to take? I can't imagine how much patience and, you know, like, I don't even know what the word would be, just like sitting there and watching this unfold over the last 8 years. And I'm sure Budon's experience, obviously I haven't met the guy, but his experience must go back far further than that. And watching the world through past decade or two or however long it's been, and seeing the madness continue to compound and poisons like democracy just becoming the thing that society must fucking fight for and in the process burn itself down. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to go through and pull a few of the threads now, which I really, really enjoyed from the article. So starting with my favorite piece, and this was, I think, one of my biggest takeaways from this article, is a vote is not an economic choice. Like, they're two different things. Like, a vote is something that you do in a democracy, for example, such that you can tally up a collective decision and therefore impose rule over others. Whereas in the free market, you don't need a fucking vote. You have a series of economic choices. Now, in my article, the way I kind of framed it was that economic choice is the only vote that matters. And in a sense that it's the one vote where you are influencing your own decision. I think it's better expressed here as an economic choice. It is an expression of economic choice. And that's what fucking matters. And that's what Bitcoin enables. It enables the true free expression of an economic choice. It is not a fucking vote about how someone else should use their Bitcoin or what the fuck Bitcoin's going to do or how much Bitcoin someone should have. There is no voting mechanism in here. And it's funny because this reminds me of when, like, I got into Bitcoin much later than Videon did. Like, my first foray was kind of late 2015, early 2016. And, you know, I really didn't start taking it seriously until 2017. And it was 2018 where things accelerated for me, right? And it was funny. I went to this blockchain fucking conference or whatever the hell it was in Brisbane, or was it in Melbourne? And there was these clowns, you know, during that stupid ICO craze where everyone was trying to create fucking funny money and tokens out of thin air. And there was this one idiot who was doing voting on the blockchain. And it's just, I mean, it's looking back on that now and everything I've been able to learn and understand about Bitcoin. Looking back at these idiots, like, they are exactly who Budeon references in here, as these, like, morons, the democracy pumpers. Like, number one, voting in general is fucking bad. And then to try and build a so-called blockchain so that you can make voting more democratic is, like, idiocy squared. It's, like, fucking retarded squared or retarded cubed. I don't even know if it's, like, some sort of exponential function of retardation, which, I mean, it just goes to show the difference between the caliber of thinker and actor who is a so-called toxic Bitcoin maximalist versus the general not toxic but polite fucking monkey who is sitting there being a useful idiot trying to build technology that will transform the world into a gulag, basically. And he, I mean, Pewdiepie mentions it in here. Think about that horror for a moment. The miners would become de facto jailers. Stealing Bitcoin would mean that the political system can be bought literally for Bitcoin. The idea is as nauseating as it is wrong. It's like he points it out and references it here. And this is why I wish this kind of stuff was read far more widely. Now, I guess the question is, are those brainlets even going to read this, or will they by default be offended and go out and try and create their digital panopticon voting on a fucking blockchain? Who knows? The other part is, and I think I quoted this in some article somewhere that I wrote at some point, but it's this idea that Bitcoin doesn't care. It's a force of nature and you must conform to it. And this is, once again, when I use the gravity analogy, and someone has told me, they're like, you know what, gravity is not real, and whatever the case is, like, our theory for understanding gravity, you know, might be flawed. And whatever that is, the fact that if you jump off a fucking cliff, you're going to die. And as a result, you conform, you adjust your behavior in order to live within that frame of reality. You don't just go and fucking jump. You don't jump. You adjust. You plan accordingly. You act around that. And we do that with all forces of nature. We build and engineer around them. We adapt and conform to them. And this is, for me, one of my favorite things about Bitcoin, is that it is this force of nature. It is this TikTok next block, as has been memed by all the plebs, that just proceeds forward like the direction of time. And there is no rewinding Bitcoin. And this is, you know, once again, one of my other favorite things, which is completely related to what I'm talking about, is that much like time and much like real life and much like the thermodynamic progression of, you know, entropy, you just don't go fucking backwards. Like, and it's probably more so the time aspect. It's like Bitcoin, like time, doesn't go backwards. There's no rewind button like life. If you fuck up, that mistake, that action has been done. That choice has been made. And that kind of force of nature is very rare, and it is fundamentally incompatible with democracy, because when you think about what democracy represents, it's like this attempt to create a, like, this apparatus or this machination which uses voting and playing pretend politics to try and ignore reality, to try and gloss over economic choice and replace it with this fucking Rube Goldberg machine version of a consensus for society and a collective decision-making for everybody in the absence of individual economic choice. It's completely fucking stupid. And it is an ignorance of reality. It is an ignorance of society. I shouldn't say society because it is a reality of today's fucking society where we're all playing pretend as if nothing's fucking wrong. So anyway, this is, I think, a second piece which I love, is the Bitcoin is a force of nature component. Lastly, I just want to mention the idea, and this is where my respect for Budion really goes up, is that he knows, and he says it here, Bitcoin is going to defund the state by absorbing all the fiat currency in the world, so that eventually the deluded slaves of democracy can vote all day and all night without the votes cast having any effect whatsoever. So, you know, he's describing how the world would look like on a post-Bitcoin standard. And this, for me, is quite prophetic. I mean, there were some other people, arguably, who understood sort of the gravity of what Bitcoin meant back then, but he was one of the very few who could articulate it so eloquently, so directly, and with such a fucking, you know, blade. Like, it just pierces right through to the truth. And he is basically describing what we as Bitcoiners have been talking about, particularly sort of in this, you know, age of Bitcoin philosophers these days, who are all kind of talking about these ideas. And you know, we're amplifying the ideas that have been written by people like Budion before, and by people like I read about in the previous 2011 articles that I read in the last couple episodes. So this is, once again, why we Bitcoin, is that it is incompatible with the status quo. It is incompatible with democracy, with socialism, with all these sort of forms of collectivism. And it'll usher in an age where economic choice is once again the driver of society, not some sort of collective, coercive, vote-oriented version of civilization, which ends up eating itself alive because it always turns into a tyranny of the lowest common denominator. That's effectively what all of these models of collectivism actually are. Bitcoin is voluntarist. And once again, Budion nails it in here, and he makes that very fucking clear. He bolds and underlines it. And I just want to thank him for writing this piece. I hope you enjoyed listening to it and getting a little bit of slightly later but still very poignant Bitcoin history 8 years on now. In fact, we've just passed the 8 year mark because we're in August, so 8 years and 4 months since this was written. So if you're new and you're, you know, coming to Bitcoin and thinking, I've got this fucking bright idea, I suggest you do some more reading of the old classic Bitcoin works, because there's some absolute gems in here. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, Budion, for writing this. I hope everyone appreciated and learned a lot from the read and from the post-analysis. I'm going to put the link to the original article in the show notes. It's a very quick read, as you heard. It'll take you 10 minutes to go through it. Follow Budion's work. Check out what he's doing with Azteco. This is not a paid shill. I'd fucking love his work, his writing, and his work and his entrepreneurship. So go and check that out. Go and pick up a copy of the Uncommunist Manifesto. Keep an eye out for the Bitcoin Times when that comes out. And I'll see you all on the next episode of the Wake Up Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Wake Up Podcast. Find us on the Fountain app and send us a boost with a comment. I'll try and read the new tweet and send you a shout out. And remember to grab a copy of the Uncommunist Manifesto and join us in defeating the plague that is consuming our world. Come on!